Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you're starting to get the picture, right? And then for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thanks for being here. Thanks for putting up with me, and I know you do it because of our guests. Ray Keating helps us a lot by pulling me up to your standards every time he joins us. He's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, the author of the Pastor Stephen Grant novels, and a bunch of other things that he does all the time. Ray, thanks for being here. We're talking about your gap analysis series, 7 of them. We're working on 4 and 5 this visit. We've been talking about the productivity shortfall, and you pointed out in the last segment that the reason productivity has fallen off is because of lack of investment. And you're right, not only in the corporate, at the corporate level, the big business level, but it flows downhill to the point of small businesses. I report, as you know, every month on the NFIB survey with the Bill Duggenberg, the gold standard for that kind of indexing, and small business productivity, small business CapEx has been down. Nobody's borrowing any money. So if you're not borrowing money, you're not buying equipment, probably. But the point...
It's not just bank lending, by the way. It's also like angel investment is recovered to pre-recession levels and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So the thing I wanted to call you out on, though, was I wrote a white paper last year about, and the essence of the white paper was that corporate America... it has been basically doing financial capitalism, meaning they've been, instead of being marketers and going to the market and making the money, they found a way to hold their share prices up by manipulating their capital, by hoarding cash, by acquiring companies, by buying back their shares of stock, rather than investing in the marketplace. And Ray, you kind of poo-pooed my white paper about that. So that's what I'm calling you out on. It turns out I was writing your fourth gap analysis, and you didn't know it.
Not exactly there, Jim. Hold on a second. No, I think your point about large businesses, small businesses not investing is spot on. Then you get to the reasons, and my argument to counter yours is that large businesses face the same environment that small businesses do. That in this environment of higher taxes, the threat of higher taxes, a massive increase in regulation, and the threat of even more regulation coming, has pushed businesses, large and small, to the sidelines. Uncertainty and costs via the government is the reason why this isn't happening. It's not because big business is bad and good, if small business is good. I like all businesses, big and small.
I love big businesses because they're our customers.
If the right incentives are provided, then they'll both make the investments and the economy will grow. So I don't think it's a
thing I think you didn't like was I didn't go into enough detail on the governmental causes, the policy causes, which I agree with you on. Of course, I've been writing about that too for a long time and talking about that too. But I was trying to keep my focus on the marketplace, and the point I was trying to make was that if we don't have corporate investment in the marketplace for whatever reason, or whatever's holding it back, if we don't have that, we wind up with a moribund economy like we have.
Oh, and I would agree with you wholeheartedly on that. Absolutely. I had a problem with how you got there.
I know. But somehow I lurched uncontrollably to your fourth gap analysis. So okay,
there you go.
Let's keep going. That was fun. So tell us a little bit more about the productivity. What else are things going to be any different going forward with either presidential candidate?
Wow, do we have to talk about this?
Yeah, I know. Well, we do because. Let me ask you. Here's an easier question.
Right.
How much do you lay on the feds policies for causing this productivity drop, because they're making cash available the way they have, the low interest rates, that has helped corporate America to do things that caused them not to invest in the marketplace.
Right. And you know, when you listen, policy across the board has been pointed in the wrong direction for a decade now. And you're absolutely right to bring up monetary policy. You know, loose money, the fiction that the Fed has somehow or another saved the economy and is driving economic growth forward is just that, it's a fiction. And I know the Fed has they've talked themselves into that. And I think in part, you know, they look over at tax and regulatory and trade and they see nothing going on, so they say, well, it's all on us now. But unfortunately, monetary policy doesn't work that way. And I would argue that rather than making things better to whatever extent the Fed thinks it has, they've actually made it worse because they've created even more uncertainty. You know, the two things here are cost and uncertainty, and that's what we've been drowning in for the past near decade now.
That's right.
And the
we've lost a decade because of it.
Oh, my goodness. Jim, you're absolutely right. I know you've talked about that. I've written about it. We are at the very least suffering through a lost decade. Quite frankly, you go back to 2001 and you look at the average growth rate compared to where we should be, mm-hmm. and we've lost a decade and a half here. Mm-hmm. And it's not inevitable. It's not about population. It's not about age. Not about it's all about bad policymaking. We had a brief moment, you know, in like the 2003 period, where we had a good solid tax cut, for example, from the Bush administration and Congress, and that helped a little bit. But it wasn't enough by any means when you looked at everything else that's going on in terms of regulation.
Well, and the thing is, if you take it farther back, the reason we got into the problems of 2008, that was created by bad policies.
Oh, nobody in Congress wants to talk about bad
policies.
No,
they want to talk
about
that,
Of course not.
Quick break, right back with Ray Keating. SBEcouncil.org is his website.
Yeah. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.